Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Big news coming out today for Novak Djokovic. We know he didn't opt to play in Miami and he's not been in the greatest of form. But the recent news is he's just split with his longtime coach, Goran Ivanišević. And here we go. We've got Julie, Djokovic's biggest fan, saying Novak announces on his Instagram that Goran is no longer part of Team Djokovic. And I say it's a long-time coach. It's not really that long. It is back in 2018 when he invited him into his team. And you can see here, he remembers exactly when that moment was. He was looking to innovate and bring some serve magic to the duo. In fact, not only we brought serve, but also lots of laughter, fun, year-end number one rankings, record-breaking achievements, and 12 more Grand Slams. And a few finals too. I mean, just quickly pausing on that, when Djokovic got Ivanišević as his coach, I don't think even he would have dreamt of achieving so much and what he's done in this short space of time. It's been nothing short of remarkable. 12 Grand Slams since sort of 2018 is astonishing, and he's really peaked and seen his best tennis. The serve has been the most noticeable improvement, and I find it funny that maybe the timing of their split is very much timed with the fact that his serve has not been that impressive. So maybe he's going for a new direction completely and things are not quite working out. But it did come as a big surprise. And if anything, all this is doing is should be an encouragement for Djokovic fans, because it means Djokovic has a plan. He's not just going to hide under a rock and retire somewhere. He has a plan. He wants to stay on tour and he wants to produce his best tennis, because the last few performances has not been nowhere near the level of Novak Djokovic, and maybe that was a big reason as to why he wanted to go in a new direction. This is just speculation. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say, but yeah, it could definitely be possible. He also went on to say, did I mention a bit of drama too? Of course, them two were always arguing, it seemed. Their relationship had its ups and downs, as Djokovic says here. Our on-court chemistry had its ups and downs. Our friendship was always rock solid. In fact, I'm proud to say that apart from winning tournaments together, we also had a side battle in Parcheesi going on for many years. As far as I'm aware, this is a game similar to like a Ludo type game. And they used to play that a lot and was very competitive, of course. And that tournament never stops for us. So he said at the bottom, let me go up. Thanks for everything, my friend. Love you. So I wouldn't say they've left on bad terms. I'm sure they're going to remain friends. And I'm sure he is so pleased that he had him as a coach, because he's produced some of his best results while Goran Ivanišević was his coach. But definitely a shock that they've now split. But there we go. Just a quick news from me. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Do you read more into this? Is it a positive? Is it a negative for Novak Djokovic? I believe it's a good thing. I think he's got a plan for the future. And I think recently his performances haven't been good enough. And he's going in a new direction. Good luck to Djokovic, I say. And of course, if you haven't already, hit the like button. Subscribe if you're new. And I'll see you soon.
Podcast Network.